no prizes for guessing what we're about to talk about. And I've got to be frank with you, if you're not a Star Wars fan, and I know some of you have been tweeting and texting in saying you're not at all, we're going to talk about it once. We're going to do it now. We'll get it out of the way, and then you can move on with the rest of your day. But the hype has sort of reached its peak for the new Star Wars movie. It's called The Force Awakens. It was unleashed on the world overnight. Joining us in the studio this morning is the host of The Final Cut and film critic Jason DeRosso. Very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. I'm a bit bleary-eyed this morning. I was
you're up watching.
Late. There we go, watching this juggernaut hit our screens.
I mean, it's kind of all-encompassing. Like, you can't escape the sort of Disney marketing.
You can't, especially in my business. You certainly can't. You couldn't escape it last week. You can't escape it this week. You're not going to be able to escape it for a few weeks to come at Megaplex, Multiplex.
There's always a danger when you hype something so much that it doesn't live up to it. Can this film do that?
Look, I think it has. It's lived up to the hype. I think this is probably everything that the fans wanted, in that it's a refresh. It's a film that also harnesses both the gravitas of the very original film back in 77, the very first one, and the humour at the same time. I think that's a sort of combination that was missing, especially from the prequel trilogy, which were the most recent films that came from George Lucas. We've got now a new director, J.J. Abrams, who people will know from Lost and Star Trek. He's really jump-started the franchise, I think, with some sort of breathtaking action sequences. The action in this film is amazing. The soundtrack is this cacophony that's like they've put a microphone inside a concert hall with a huge symphony orchestra as that concert hall is just exploding around you. It's just such a visceral film, I think. And they've introduced three young, intriguing new heroes: a stormtrooper deserter played by a young British actor by the name of John Boyega, who's, you know, fairly unknown. He was in a film called Attack the Block a few years ago. They've got Oscar Isaac, who's probably the best known of them, playing this X-Wing fighter ace. He's with the Rebels. And then they've got this young woman who reminds me a bit of a young Keira Knightley, played by Daisy Ridley, who's this sort of orphan desert scavenger. But anyway, within the first few moments, their destinies have entwined and things are kicking off quite nicely. I mean, the first half of the film is just electrifying, I think. We've got a little clip from it, as if you haven't heard enough of it already, folks. We're going to just play a little clip of it. You'll hear John Boyega here talking as this sort of a guy from the dark side who's deserted the dark army.
I was raised to do one thing, but I've got nothing to fight for. Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish what you started.
There are stories about what happened.
It's true.
Got nothing to fight for.
Yeah. You can hear there, you could hear a little bit of Harrison Ford there. Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, come back as Han Solo and Princess Leia. So the film's very much, it's set 30 years after The Return of the Jedi, in a world where all the young'uns kind of have heard of people like Luke Skywalker and Han Solo, but they think they perhaps never really existed. Maybe they're just sort of, you know, myths of a sort of made-up history. And so there's this sense that what's happening in this film is that some of these old characters are resurfacing, and the film is trying to build this continuity into this new generation, which it doesn't always do seamlessly. It's best when it's just sort of blowing things up and being kinetic, and it is wonderful when it's doing that. But it is quite interesting that this film, even though it's not a reboot, it does kind of remind you of that original film, in that there are some very similar themes. I mean, we've got an almost Greek tragedy happening at the level of sort of parents and their rivalry with their children. We've got this grander story again of the evil empire with the doomsday weapon and the small group of rebels who are determined to sort of derail their plans. So it does feel, in a sense, like a reboot, even though it is very much a continuation. And you know, J.J. Abrams is like this master ringmaster with expert timing. So each reveal of each sort of chunk of the old Star Wars history, you know, whether it's Han Solo and Chewie appearing on screen for the first time, or whether it's the reveal of that old rust bucket, the Millennium Falcon, it's sort of time so that everyone can cheer and clap, and certainly they'll be doing that. They wow. did it last night. And
wow.
Yeah, they sort of whip, and yeah.
When a film is this big, does it just drown out all the opposition? I know that sort of this time of year is when all the big films get released.
Yeah.
Does anything stand a chance in its way?
Not really. No, last week there was basically no national film released. This week, this is the only film in town. Boxing Day is normally the biggest day of the year. It's a little thinner this year because, you know, it's only a couple of weeks away, and I think exhibitors, cinema owners are expecting that this film, The Force Awakens, is going to still be doing great business, and they want to keep their screens free to show The Force Awakens.
So you're walking in and every screen.
Wow. Yeah, they want to keep that money rolling in. So a lot of the films that are expected to be big Oscar hopefuls are actually releasing later in January this year, and that's because they've cleared the decks to make room for this juggernaut. So it has affected things. The pre-sales have been record-breaking, so it's going to do good business, and it's not a bad film. It's a good film. So
to Fiona and the other people tweeting and texting in, complaining about listening to Star Wars, don't go anywhere near a cinema, basically, is the instruction. One final question. We've got to get out of this, but if you haven't watched all of them.
Yeah.
Do these ones make sense? I've never watched a Star Wars film in my life.
Oh, okay. You know,
and I'm finding increasing number of people have this conversation.
There are people like Amory, keep popping up.
Yeah, our producer is sort of about to fall over.
No. I've heard this from other people. Look, you don't need to have seen the other movies, I don't think.
Okay.
You can come into this as Star Wars virgin and still get something out of it. Absolutely. No. It's a great thrill ride, I think, and wonderful in 3D.
All right. You a Star Wars virgin? Send me a text, 0418-226-576, or tweet me at RM Breakfast. Jason DeRosso, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The final cut tomorrow morning at 11:30 a.m. A panel discussion this week on the new Star Wars. So listen in.
Goddard last week. There was a panel on Goddard last week. So download that if you don't want to listen to this week's show.
All right. It's 23 minutes past 8:00.